on an upcoming show as well. This is Ricky Lee, and without any further ado, I'd like to say hello to the Jupiter Sheep. Yeah. All right, now one by one, step up to the mic and introduce yourselves and tell us what you play, what you do with the band.
My name is Byron Callisto, and I sing, and I write the lyrics. That's about all.
And that's about all. That sounds like
that's
quite enough.
Enough.
Next, Max.
My name is Max Wyvern, and I play the bass, and I come up with wild ideas every once in a while, and the band humors me.
Okay. Okay. Next, ma'am.
Missy Io, keyboards and vocals.
The beautiful right, Missy. Missy Io.
Yeah, very beautiful. I'm up for adoption, Missy. I just want to let you know. I'm sorry. All right, Ricky, don't forget. Go ahead. Next.
Oh, Steve Randall. Play guitar, not much else.
Okay. I love all this humility going on here, okay? You know. All right, go ahead, sir.
Sky Harbor, electric guitars, devices.
Devices?
Devices.
What kind of devices?
Special devices. I thought you said this was an area we couldn't cover in this interview.
Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot. All right. finally.
Go ahead,
Natalie.
Natalie Europa, backing vocals and lead tambourine.
All right. Lead tambourine. You got to love that. All right. Well, welcome. I appreciate
play rhythm tambourine.
All right. I appreciate you guys coming in for this interview. Very, very talented group here. First off, I want to, an obvious question to me, the Jupiter Sheep, how did that name come about?
The name is from an Arthur C. Clarke novel written in 1954, I think. It's about some guys who go to Jupiter and find a bunch of transparent gas bags that are intelligent and communicate telepathically.
Well, how did that strike you? What was it about this that...
It's the name Sheep signifies benevolence, and Jupiter indicates far-reaching, far-seeing, large vision. I suppose what we're trying to do is create a three- or four-dimensional space. We're trying to create a universe in which people can enter and grow. We do it with rhythms and guitars and vocals, but they're our own.
We all have influences, though, and yours being?
Sky, you want to handle that one?
Well, let's see. Robert Fripp.
I mean, you didn't
the Monkees were a big influence on me, personally.
You're being serious?
Well, of course.
Yeah, me too.
You're a large group, you know, and I got to ask. You know, some of these questions, they have to be typical, okay? You are a large group. How did you all hook up? How did you get together?
Three of the founding members met at the 1982 Jack Kerouac conference, where we all got to hang around William S. Burroughs and Allen Ginsberg and... Timothy Leary and Abby Hoffman, my personal favorite.
Beats.
Yeah, they're people that I learned from, but I wouldn't want to live with them.
Right. Well, Abby Hoffman would be a little tough at this point, I think.
Yeah, a little cold.
Oh, man.
But
Burroughs would be, too.
But then we spent a couple of years as friends just making a lot of music in the living room with kitchen pots and pans. Over a while, it developed into serious business. We met Steve Randall, and then Sky joined, and
you have
Natalie.
A drummer. You have a drummer too. That
Thomas Jehovah Barnes is our drummer. He's
Tom and I went to high school together, but we didn't learn our instruments until probably 10 years after we graduated. So we are learning our craft.
So this is like
together.
Evolving as you go.
Yeah, it's kind of a reunion of our spirit that we had in high school, and it's really. A phenomenal process that we're really both getting off on a lot, and the rest of the band gets something out of it too, hopefully.
You guys have had a chance, because we're going to, in a second here, get into the first song that you shot a video based on, of course, okay, which is Radio Soul, right?
Radio Soul.
Radio Soul.
Okay. You did the video at Sac State.
Yeah, we shot
Mr. Callisto, there was a very interesting story about that and being able to use the facilities out there that really didn't have a history of liking to allow folks to do that, right?
Yeah, it actually took me a long, great period of politicking and, brown-nosing and bribing.
A lot of money, yeah.
A lot of money.
Was involved, yeah.
I did it, I kind of faked it as a senior project. They let me do it. The theater people are my family in many ways.
Tell us a little bit about the making of the video, the song we're about to get into.
I met some camera people in Berkeley, a camera team, very professional, worked on about 60 music videos, and I got to know one of their directors.
You can mention their names.
Directors of photography. His name's Michael Harrison. And
good old Michael, yeah.
He's a very powerful force for us, master photographer. And I can't quite believe he agreed to do this, but he liked the music. Jennifer Hinke is the director. She's a student, incredibly well-organized, very artistic, very creative.
Somehow got us through an incredibly difficult, packed weekend. We're talking, 20-hour days.
You guys stayed up to like 24 hours making the
video. Well, it was essentially two 48-hour weekends, yes.
You know, you mentioned that we were working on a shoestring budget, which of course is true. All poor rock and roll bands work on a shoestring budget. In the field of the video, and the same with the audio, is when you've got to fake it, because you don't have your multi-million-dollar production facilities, you tend to come up with ideas. You try things that you wouldn't have to try otherwise. So you wind up doing things. We have several shots that I guarantee you Spielberg wouldn't have considered doing because he wouldn't have even thought about doing it that way, the inexpensive way. But sometimes you get you get some bad footage, but you get some great footage too. And so there's an opportunity on these kind of lower budget operations to do things that are not non-standard, and that makes it a lot of fun.
The song Radio Soul. Tell us about that song, how that came about.
It's a very passionate, romantic song. It's about a guy who meets a woman that he desperately wants, and she pays no attention to him, so he calls out to the sun to send him radio messages and tell him how to make her love him. And you have to watch the video to find out if he succeeds.
Where are we going to be able to see the video, by the way?
Yeah, you'll probably get to see it on 120 Minutes and on MTV and VH1, all the local cable channels, of course. E.F. Michaels.
This is coming out when now?
I'd say probably the end of May.
That's what we're
shooting for.
Terrific. Well, let's just kick this first jam from Jupiter Sheep. It's called Radio Soul, Sacktown's home jam, KSFM 102.5.
Faster than the common eye.
Radio Soul. The group is Jupiter Sheep, or you guys like to call yourself the Sheep. Is that
we
cool?
Are.
All right.
We are the sheep.
All right.
It's we're
KSF-
the ewes. The Dublin
ewes.
Dublin
ewes. The Dublin ewes. The KSFM 102.5, Sacktown's Home Jams. This is Ricky Lee. And part of the Jupiter Sheep, and a very important part, as well as the rest of the group. Ladies, we got Natalie and Missy. Now, once again, you guys, we got Natalie doing the tambourines and backup vocals, and Missy doing organ, right?
Keyboards.
All right. Okay.
Okay, if you want to get really technical, Kurzweil Corgan.
Now, you guys doing any songwriting?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And a collaboration with, you got Max is doing a lot of songwriting, right? Okay, you want to talk to us, you know, both you guys, about the style and how this developed?
To me, it's one of the most important aspects of our success. The reason our songs are unique is that we don't have individuals write complete songs ordinarily. We have usually, a lot of the times, I create a bass line and I don't feel comfortable with polishing off a whole song, so I just basically let the rest of the band take it from there. And I'm usually just completely thrilled with the result. And in general, various people will create themes and the rest of them will just do their parts to it. It involves a lot of trust. Everybody has to trust everybody to play the right part, and it just never seems to fail. We always create, the song evolves naturally into a complete form. Nobody can predict, but when it's done, everybody just stands back and says, wow.
Yeah, Missy, jump in here. You know, talk about your part in this.
It'll kill you. Anyway, I think it's great because in writing songs, sometimes I'll get stuck with a really, really good hook or some little frip or frill that's really nice, but I can never put anything else around it. And when I joined in with the Sheep, it was kind of like all of a sudden I had a part, you know, a place to put all those parts.
Natalie, how'd you hook up into this?
Steve, he when he joined up with the band, I hadn't heard too much of the Jupiter Sheep, but they were putting together some tapes, and I got a chance to hear their stuff, and I really loved it. And I was doing my own thing at the time, but I was honored that they asked me to sing backing vocals on some of their songs. And from that time, they haven't been able to get rid of me.
I guess not, huh? Bye. Go ahead, give it to you. Yeah, you do it so much better than I do. The upcoming dates, I've got the schedule here in front of me. April 3rd, the Club Impulse in Sacramento, right?
That'll be a new one for us. We've never played there before, but it should be exciting. We don't know a whole lot about it, but it'll be an interesting time. Yeah, we're always up for adventure.
That's
okay,
right.
Yeah. That's Club Impulse, Sacramento, April 3rd. Picnic day at UC Davis.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't be raining.
Yeah, last year we got
April 11th.
There was a complete deluge. It was really quite classic. It came down in the middle of World War B, I think, our last song.
No, it was right as it ended. Right, yeah. As the song ended.
Yeah, and
basket.
Oh, yeah. We have a song called Sunday It Rained, and that seemed to let the gods know it was their cue to unleash.
The Whole Earth Festival out of UC Davis, May 9th. You're doing a lot of stuff out of Davis.
All hippies will get together.
Yeah, that's one we wanted. We wanted that one last year, and we got Picnic Day, but not Whole Earth. So this year we got both of them, and we're real happy about
The Jeffersons. They're moving all up late. May 23rd, Cafe Montreal, and in June is when you have here the video release party. And time and place to be announced. Further information on the Sheep, how does one find out?
Call the Sheep House, 451-9940. And
once again?
451-9940.
That number is?
You're welcome to the radio, man.
Ask for Max or Byron, either one of us.
Well, we're going to kick off your last jam here. I want to thank you guys for coming by.
And
hanging out. And we look forward to the video release, and we wish you much, much success. I hope that this is help you. This will help you in your endeavors towards letting people know that the Sheep are legit.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
And here it is, Beat Park. Jupiter Sheep, KSFM 102.5, Sacktown Home Jams. The song's entitled Beat Park. The group, bah, Jupiter. I don't do it as well as they do. Jupiter Sheep, Sacktown's home jams, KSFM 102.5. This is Ricky Lee, and that's just to give you an idea that we don't care what kind of music that you're playing. If it's good, like the Sheeps, it's going to be on home jams.